It's what's hot and what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot with these markets?
You know, you're going to have to go with the soybeans. I mean, it's been kind of a difficult one to say, but soybeans have actually had some pretty good strength trading to new contract highs here to close out the last full week of May, looking at having some strength as we start this first week of June. And a lot of it is due to tight basis levels, end users saying they're having a little bit of difficulty securing supplies to continue with crush and in the export side of the market. So I'd have to say soybeans are the bright spot, and the whole vegetable oil market for that matter, even canola, because of the slow planting progress that we're seeing up in Canada.
Plus, we've seen a lot of demand for that veg oil, like you mentioned.
Huge demand. I mean, we continue to see strong demand for that, you know, and we're still looking at, you know, trying to find another alternative for, you know, because of the high crude oil prices, high, you know, at the pump, the prices. So we're looking at alternatives, and that's where that biodiesel or that renewable diesel comes into play.
What's not hot with these markets then?
You know, I'm going to lean more towards corn and wheat, especially the winter wheat contracts. I mean, we're looking at harvest starting right now in Texas. We're not hearing such impressive yields, but the harvest is taking place. You know, wheat market seems to be giving back some of its gains here. Demand continues to be very poor. For corn, it does look like the Corn Belt has got most of the corn planted. It's in good shape. We're seeing ideal weather conditions for them. Maybe a little bit cool right now, but we're seeing good conditions for most of the Corn Belt. It's just up here in North Dakota and Minnesota that we're seeing the trouble.
Yeah, and that goes for the wheat too.
It, very much so. I mean, everybody's seeing some pretty good movement, you know, planting progress, development. It's just pretty much up here in North Dakota and Minnesota that we're seeing the trouble.
That's what's hot and what's not in the markets with Martinson Ag Risk Management President Randy Martinson. Futures and options have risk.